So, Carmita, what is Health Leads? And how can a clinician write a prescription for food or for electricity?
So, what we're doing is we're really giving the doctors at our clinics and our clinic partners, giving the doctors the opportunity for them to not just prescribe the medicine that patients need, but also allowing them to ask the questions about the basic resources that they need and then prescribe those items also. And how we do that is when a doctor is meeting with a patient and finds out, for example, I think like a really clear story that we see often because we're in the pediatrics clinic, it's when they have a child that comes in with asthma and we give them the doctor gives them the inhaler, we're now giving him the opportunity also to ask the family, what's going on at home? Do you have heat at home? Because if you don't, the child's going to come back right back, to the ER, to the doctor, because their asthma is still being impacted. Or do you have mold at home? Or do you have food to take this medicine with? All those questions that the doctors would like to ask, but they don't really have the time or the resources. They're not able to ask. And when they find out that any of these concerns are concerning the family, they will send them to what we call our health leads desk. And that's where we have undergraduate students that are trained by us to help the patients, connect them to those basic resources. So it's connecting them to, let's say, food stamps, working with them to find out if they're eligible, finding out what they need to apply, giving them all the information they need to apply, making sure they get to their appointment to make the application, and working with them, following up with them every week until they make sure that connection has been made.
There are other resources that work with families in need. What makes this one so unique?
So our success to us is that that connection actually has been made. It's not just that we have referred someone and we've told somebody about the services that are available, but we've actually worked with them to make that connection. That is what is different about us, that is part of our program, is that we will follow up with them, and the students know that there's a requirement that they have to follow up within 10 days, every 10 days to make sure where they are. A lot of the things that also our patients face is they might know about this organization or this community resource, but there's red tape. There's difficulties that they face while making that appointment, while getting to that application. And we want to make sure we help them through that and that none of the bureaucracy stops them. So we work through them. And again, it's a weekly commitment that we make to our patients. And we also feel that weekly promise that's the one promise we do make our patients. We will be talking to you and following up with you every week. We can't promise that we're going to have all the answers and all the resources you need, but we will work with you every week until we get something.
What might be a typical scenario for a health leads advocate?
When our patients come in, they don't only have one need. They can come in with multiple needs. Most of them do have more than one need. So really getting the idea of what the complexities that they're going to have, how many needs they're going to be dealing with. We are focusing right now on two of their specialty clinics. All the patients coming into two of their specialty clinics are being screened. Mm-hmm. And then when we get a better sense of what that volume is and how our students are working, we will then open it up to the rest of the full pediatric clinic. So big presenting needs are food, health insurance, adult education, so education that they can improve, child-related programs such as after-school programs, school meals, those things.
How do these students learn to advocate for patients?
Every semester, we do training if you're new or returning. So every semester, fall, spring, and summer, they get a training. And then our program also includes what we call a reflection session that they have to participate every week. It's a one-hour reflection session weekly where they come in, and it's twofold. It's discussing the cases, really doing that case management, what's going on, how do we need your help, how can we help you, what resources are, just really technical work at the desk. But then it's also an opportunity to continue the conversation on health and poverty. These students are very interested in that. They came in to help because of that interest that they have on the healthcare issues and policy of poverty. So we continue that discussion so they can keep on growing in that area and also the technical piece of what they're doing.
Are the students from a specific background or major?
All different. It's a rigorous process that they go through when they apply for the program. They go through an interview process, but they are pre-med, social work, nursing, public policy, various majors, and it's that interest that they have in our mission. So we like that diversity, that they're coming from all different fields. Of course, our important piece is let's make sure there's a real connection to the mission and why they're coming to this work.
Sure.
And really have a diversity of majors and degrees.
I would imagine it's an eye-opener for many of them.
Good. It is. It is. You know, it was interesting. If you let me just share one story that happened actually the first week when we opened the store. We had two advocates that were working. It was, I think, their second shift. They do two shifts a week, by the way. So they're at the clinic twice. I think it was the second shift. A young woman came in. She was young, probably, I think, mid to late 20s, had a child. And she came in with actually multiple needs. You know, she needed health insurance, I think, for herself and her child. She needed food stamps, and she was interested in ESL and GED program. And while they were doing the intake, you know, they found out that she lived in their neighborhood. It, that night when they went to the reflection session, it opened them up to realize these are not just patients that, in, you know, I would say in quotes, are strangers. You know, we don't know them. They're people right in the community. They're your neighbors. You know, they probably walk by this woman because they live close to each other. So it's anybody around you that needs this help. It was eye-opening them to see, you know, this person that lives right by them that needs this help. And then also it made them feel like, and I can do this. I actually have solutions for her. There's things I can help her with. It was a really amazing story to hear them, you know, share their experience that night at reflection session.
Do you think Health Leads can become a national model?
We are actually a national program. We are in six cities, and our goal, what we're doing to our mission is to really, is to change the healthcare delivery model, that piece of the healthcare delivery model. So our work, while we're opening these new desks and working with our clinical partners, is how changing that healthcare delivery model. We want to make sure that basic resources are a standard part of our quality care delivery. That is what we're working towards. So we do believe it is a national program. We, you know, as you know now, we just opened this desk in New York, so we just grew here. We opened two other desks this year in two other cities. We are looking to open up in a new city next year and also a few more desks. Our strategic plan is to set, what is our growth plan that we can make that impact so that we change the healthcare delivery model so that this becomes a standard part of care. And we have a model that's cost effective. We have, you know, again, part of the problem that the doctors have right now is they want to ask these questions, but they don't have the time. They don't know where to send patients. They don't have the resource. Well, we found our college students are the perfect workforce. You know, they're in here in the city, in Nassau. We've got colleges right next to these hospitals. These students are so interested in this. They're passionate about this cause. They want to get some direct experience. They're so tenacious. They're going to work with a family and make sure it happens. So they really are a great workforce. And with all the training that we provide them and the management and mentoring that we provide them, they really can do this. So we've identified a great workforce. It's cost-effective because it's really the model is, you know, we have one program manager per desk, but then you have volunteers that are covering the clinic hours, you know, Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. They're fully covered. So when the clinic is opened, they're the students helping the patients. We do believe we have a model here to demonstrate.
Health Leads aims to redefine holistic health, going beyond caring for the whole patient to caring for the whole family. It helps communities to pool resources and talent for collective wellness. If the effort in Nassau County proves successful, it could become the blueprint for large suburban regions to write a new prescription for health. For Health Styles, I'm Liz Siegert.